This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Last week in our Consumer Health series, Vital Signs, we told you about fragility fractures, how they're often a first sign for people of the bone-thinning disease osteoporosis. Your diet can boost good bone health. Brooklyn Hospital dietitian Sharon Cox shares some advice for guarding against osteoporosis.
If we eat those great foods rich in calcium and vitamin D earlier in life and do weight-bearing exercise, stop smoking, avoid alcohol, then you could have a good bone foundation after the age of 50.
We often think of calcium in terms of building bone. What role does the vitamin D play?
It helps the calcium be absorbed in your bones.
How much calcium do you actually need in a day?
Your calcium need is based on your age. I say 18 or 19 to 50, you need about 1,000 milligrams of calcium per day. After age 50, you need about 1,200 milligrams per day. You want to separate it. If it is a calcium supplement with 500 milligrams of calcium, take one, you know, after breakfast, and maybe take the second pill after dinner.
Why
but
is that?
Not because it's too much for your bones to absorb. You would have excess, and it wouldn't be benefiting you.
Now, in terms of vitamin D, can't we get this from sunlight?
We probably could, but we don't spend enough time in the sunlight. We put sunscreen on. We usually wear long sleeve clothes. So you don't have enough area of your body to absorb enough vitamin D to benefit you.
Then what should we look to in terms of food for vitamin D?
Your cold water fish or like salmon, sardines with the little bones.
The bones make a difference?
The bones make a difference. That's where your calcium and your vitamin D is in those bony fish. So just mash them up and mix it all up and it will be absorbed. And then milks, most of the milk is fortified with vitamin A and D. So you get some vitamin D from milk and dairy products.
Does it matter if that's whole milk, 2% milk, fat-free milk?
Your skim milk has more milligrams of calcium than the whole milk, 2% milk. And it would make a difference if you're trying to watch calories, your saturated fat as far as, you know, heart health.
Vegetables can be a good source as well?
Your dark leafy vegetables, your turnip greens, mustard, collard, broccoli, all have a lot of calcium. Persons that are on blood thinners then wouldn't be able to eat that amount of, you know, dark leafy greens to get their calcium.
Because?
It affects the ability of the medicine to work or to thin their blood.
Fortified cereals.
Except for the ones that wheat cereal has the chemical in it that kind of keeps you from absorbing the calcium.
Nuts and seeds.
Walnuts and almonds are very good and have a pretty high content of calcium.
Are there foods you should avoid?
Coffee, tea, colas have a lot of caffeine. So having more than the recommended, probably one or two cups of those drinks a day can decrease your bone mass. Okay, and also colas, dark sodas have phosphoric acid in them, and that can cause like a leaching or the calcium in your bones to be removed. Stop smoking, I would say, and if you drink, limit it, women to one serving, one drink a day, men maybe two drinks a day.
Mm-hmm. When you are older and osteoporosis has set in, is there anything you can do to help or reverse that process?
You would continue to try to have your 2 to 3 servings of low-fat dairy each day, lots of dark leafy vegetables unless you're on a blood thinner. Do weight-bearing type exercise, walking, stair climbing, wall push-ups where you're using your weight to kind of force your bones to support you.
Sharon Cox, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.